First, some homework comments. There are two key topics of this chapter. First, operator overloading, and second, the difference between a shallow copy and a deep copy, and why and when a deep copy is needed and not needed. The two exercises for this chapter, found in the textbook, will give you practice with these concepts. The first exercise asks you to make a fraction class, and to overload many of the same operators we did in the Vector 3 class. So use the Vector 3 class discussed in the lecture and textbook as a model. The second exercise has to do with dynamic memory, and you will need to override the assignment operator and copy constructors to do a deep copy. In the textbook, a string class is provided that does a deep copy, so use that class as a model for this exercise. Lecture 7 Summary. One of the primary design goals of C++ was for user-defined types to behave similarly to intrinsic C++ types. To facilitate this goal, operator overloading was added to C++. Operator overloading enables programmers to overload the C++ operators and define new behaviors for them. Consequently, we can overload C++ operators with our user-defined types, which results in behavior similar to the intrinsic C++ types. Operator overloading is not for every class. Only use operator overloading if it makes the class easier and more natural to work with. Do not overload operators and implement them with non-intuitive and confusing behavior. To illustrate an extreme case, do not overload the addition operator such that it performs a subtraction operation, as this kind of behavior obviously would be very confusing and non-intuitive. A shallow copy refers to copying memory byte by byte from one segment of memory to another. A deep copy refers to copying dynamic memory values by allocating enough memory in the destination to store all the values contained in the source, and then copying the source values into the destination memory. As a rule, if your classes contain pointers, you should always override the copy constructor and assignment operator and perform a deep copy. Otherwise, you simply copy pointers over and get two objects that point to one thing, thereby making the objects dependent on each other instead of self-contained, independent objects.